No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulaf, also known as @Onkyobo on Twitter or X. And we're back today with episode 12 of our podcast, or as I like to refer to it as, Thursday Wagering with Yoel. We are back on the mic once again after returning on Tuesday. And first, we'll cap off how our efforts went on Tuesday, May 6th, as well as Wednesday, May 7th, before diving into what we have for this Thursday, May 8th action, as well as a little bit of an early look into Friday, May 9th's action. So on Tuesday, May 6th, as well as Wednesday, May 7th, we had Champions League action and NBA playoffs. On Tuesday, we had two bets for the Inter-Barcelona game. First, we predicted first half to end in a draw and for Barcelona to qualify. Unfortunately, neither of those bets cashed. The first half was most certainly not a draw. And even though Barcelona had a chance to qualify with about 2-3 minutes left in the regulation, they could not keep up with their efforts and they ended up losing, going to overtime. Or extra time in soccer, as it's correctly referred to it as, and unfortunately lost the tie. So neither of those bets cashed, but it was truly one of the most exciting soccer matches that I've watched in recent years. So quite frankly, this one is one that I'm not that upset about. Something that I did not mention in the Tuesday episode, but did include in the Wager Pass article was within our NBA plays, the amount I wagered in one of them. So as you would remember, on Tuesday's NBA board, we had the Indiana Pacers underdog at +9 was where I caught it. But right before game time, I double checked and that line was still at +6. So in my opinion, that was still playable, even though we'll talk upon, you know, how everything played out. And we also had over 230.5 total points. In addition to that, we had Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I had the Warriors spread at +7.5. So given all of these plays and given the actual results, we did go 3-0 in the NBA board on Tuesday. And specifically on the Pacers game, knowing that there, you know, the Cavaliers could be missing Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, as well as DeAndre Hunter, I thought that it was a good chance to take, and I had actually wagered 6 units on that particular underdog spread. And I'll be very honest, I was very much sweating. Things were definitely not looking our way as the Pacers made it extremely hard on themselves to beat this shorthanded Cavaliers team. Donovan Mitchell had a monster performance, but long story short, very much thanks to Tyrese Halliburton, in the Pacers end up just winning the game outright, erasing any doubt about the underdog spread or whatsoever. And to be very honest with you, that was a great catch on our end, wagering a lot of units, something that we typically don't do. I only reserve these two absolutely, you know, games or matches that I'm absolutely certain about. And quite frankly, I was very certain about the Pacers' victory in this one, or at least keeping them within this +9 spread. Things were looking rough, but Tyrese Halliburton comes through with us. So overall, that was a huge 5-unit day for us, despite the losses in soccer. And as for Wednesday, May 7th, that was, again, another flip. We went 2-0 in soccer. I kept my plays of both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals parlay, as well as PSG moneyline for the Paris Saint-Germain-Arsenal match. That was a lovely result. Both of those bets cashed for a very strong effort. However, I made a big mistake on the NBA front. And given that, you know, the Boston Celtics are my team, and given what I saw in that first game, I felt very strong about the Celtics' desire, motivation, momentum to bounce back at home in the second game. And I took the Celtics spread once again. And this time the spread had actually moved even larger to -10.5. And as anyone who's listening to this who have also watched the games, would you believe me if I said that the Celtics blew another 20-point lead at home to lose this one, not even take it to overtime, to perhaps give us a chance of the spread cashing? But to be honest, this is quite still very fresh in my mind after last night's victory, so I don't have a lot of other words for the Celtics other than to say that I am extremely disappointed, not even from a handicapper perspective of the bet not cashing, but simply for their inability to, you know, keep their 20-point lead, continue to take bad shots. I don't know, some sort of discipline, motivation seems to be lacking. So a decision on the Saturday's game 3, I'm already looking forward to, you know, what the lines will be, what the over-under will be, because at this point, I'm definitely not feeling strong about backing the Celtics once again, unless they suddenly become this strong underdog. Additionally, this one I'm not feeling as bad about with the in comparison to the Celtics lost, because, you know, the Celtics indeed have a 20-point lead, and the bet definitely seemed like it was on its way to cash, but, you know, it's the effort of the Celtics that did not play through and not our read once again, just like in this first game. You know, if it was a bad lead, I would definitely, you know, feel some sort of way about the 20-point lead that we had and then gave up. But Celtics definitely showed that they can indeed reach these, you know, leads against the New York Knicks. It was just a matter of executing, particularly in the second half. After watching the Denver Nuggets in the first game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, I felt very good about their chances of keeping this one close once again. So I did indeed back the Nuggets at +11 underdogs in that game 2. But this one gave me no room to even feel sorry for myself, as the Thunder just routed the Denver Nuggets through outside of the court for the entirety of the game. I mean, even in the fourth quarter when both benches got into the game, the Oklahoma City Thunder did not stop. They were making every single shot, and it was just a horrendous night for the Denver Nuggets. At the end of the day, they stole an away game from the Thunder, so they should be going into their next game not necessarily with the worst motivation, but definitely one to consider in terms of when thinking about the Oklahoma City Thunder's strength. So far this week, we come into today, Thursday, May 8th, with a 4-4 record in NBA, as well as a 5-4 effort in soccer for +4.34 units. And we have plenty of action to talk about today as well as tomorrow. And of course, as we always do, a monster slate for the weekend. So, with that being said, let's start the action with the UEFA Conference League for Thursday, May 8th. For our first match, we have Fiorentina taking on Real Betis at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I won't touch upon the time for all of these matches. They are all at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for this first match, Fiorentina versus Real Betis, which is also my free player of the day, I'll be backing both teams to score at minus 160 on Fanatics. Fiorentina may have lost the first leg away, but the goal they scored keeps their hopes alive heading into the second leg. While I believe Real Betis are still the favorites to advance, the home side will give everything they have. Fiorentina are trailing in Serie A and will be playing their third final in this competition, so motivation certainly won't be lacking. Real Betis, on the other hand, come in with four straight wins in across all competitions and are in strong form, fully focused on bringing this trophy home, and they do boast two or three very quality legs that could turn this tie around. Moise Kean for Fiorentina was a player who was returning from injury in the previous match, so he only saw 45 minutes of action. And with his involvement today, I do think that Fiorentina poses a stronger threat than they did in that first match. It's a tough one to call, and therefore I'm not going to be backing any winners in this one. I did back Real Betis moneyline in the previous one, and that one cashed, but today I like my chances at both teams to score, minus 160. Moving on to our second Conference League match of the day, we have Chelsea taking on Djurgården. This one is, to be honest, all of Chelsea's Conference League matches have been hard to find a bet for simply because they are significantly stronger than any opposition that they've played throughout this tournament, and especially coming off a huge advantage with a 4-1 lead in the first leg. This second match was certainly not going to be easy from a handicapper's perspective of finding good bets for us to be able to take. However, I feel very good about a first half Chelsea money line, which is at minus 190 odds on Fanatics. Not great, but not the end of the world. I think that Chelsea has enough strength to simply get the win in the first half and cash this easy for us. But another bet I like for this game that is a little bit of a long shot is Djurgården team total over 0.5 goals. So in other words, Djurgården to score a singular goal in this match at minus 115 odds on Fanatics. And this is what I'm thinking. Chelsea entered this match with a huge advantage after winning the first leg 4-1. They also gained important momentum with race for a Champions League spot by beating Liverpool in the English Premier League over the weekend. With a crucial clash against Newcastle next week, one of their direct rivals in that race, we could indeed see some rotation from Chelsea in this one. Even if they start with their strongest 11, which I anticipate to be the case just because this is a home match and it's a European competition, regardless of the level of opposition or the competition, I do think that key players may be subbed off in the second half depending on how the match unfolds. Djurgården likely have no real hope of advancing, and I'll make that very clear that I'm absolutely not expecting them to give Chelsea any difficulty in this match today. But I think that against the Chelsea side, especially in the second half, playing in a little bit more of a relaxed manner, I think that they can manage at least one goal like they did in the previous one. So given the scenario I'm anticipating, essentially my analysis of how I anticipate this match to unfold, if Chelsea can indeed get that first half lead, which we're hoping will happen because we have first half Chelsea money line, then given at that point the aggregate score being something that Djurgården cannot come back from, and Chelsea, again, knowing that they will be playing Newcastle next week, they will be approaching it with a little bit more ease in that second half, maybe give those youngsters a little bit more minutes. And at that point, Djurgården, just for pride, could definitely push for a goal. And like I've said at the very beginning, Chelsea's matches are hard to predict, especially in the Conference League, but we've had solid success with them. And these are the two that I'm feeling good about today. So I'm willing to take a shot on that. Moving on to the Europa League side of the soccer slate for the day. First off, we have Bodo Glimt taking on Tottenham. In this match, I like Bodo Glimt team over 1.5 goals. So for Bodo Glimt to score 2 goals at minus 110 odds on Fanatics. And I'm also liking, a little bit interesting in terms of, you know, the match scenario, but I'm thinking of both teams to score no draw at plus 100 on DraftKings. And so this is what I'm thinking, is that Bodo lost the first...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
First leg 3-1 away from home in London, scoring their only goal in the 83rd minute from their only shot on target in the game. But that goal was indeed very crucial for the Norwegian side. They are back on their home, on their artificial turf, where they've actually consistently thrived. And even though it's a tough task, they will look to turn the tie around. That's just something that's in their DNA. Bodo Glimt never shy away from attacking football or from scoring goals. I believe that the first leg against Tottenham was a little bit of an anomaly for them. They truly could not get going. Tottenham, you know, given that this cup is their only hope of reviving what has otherwise been a terrible season for them, approached it with some very serious defense. But like I always say, in Norway, this is going to be very different and difficult. Bodo Glimt won 6 of their 7 Europa League home games this season at home, scoring at least 2 goals in each of those wins. They have key players like Patrick Berg, Evian, and Helmerson all returning from suspension in the first leg. And while Tottenham still holds the strong advantage to advance, I don't think that Bodo Glimt will go down without a fight, and I expect them to score at least 2 goals where both teams find the back of the net, and hopefully in what won't be that much of a difficult game in terms of goal scoring, hopefully we will catch Bodo Glimt team over 1.5 goals and both teams to score no draw within the 90 minutes. Finishing off the soccer slate for the day, we move on to Manchester United taking on Athletic Bilbao. And for this match, I'm loving both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals game parlay at plus 125 on DraftKings. Manchester United managed to win the first leg 3-0 and potentially save their season in a campaign that has otherwise been one of their worst. It's kind of hilarious that both Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur, you know, either one of those teams will be winning the UEFA Europa League, given that, you know, they've had horrendous seasons in the English Premier League. United capitalized on a penalty and the red card for Athletic Bilbao to take full control of the tie and now hold the advantage. Bilbao's defeat was unexpected, personally, as I had Athletic Bilbao money line, but they won't go down without a fight, regardless of what the scoreline should be, and should come out looking to win this match. I expect both sides to score in this one, and we're likely in for a goal-filled game, especially if Bilbao can start this match on fire. If they can find, you know, 1 or maybe 2 goals in the first half, I anticipate this match to be one that's extremely exciting and extremely difficult for Manchester United, as regardless of the form that they've shown in this tournament, they are not necessarily a strong team. I'm also liking a Bilbao win. It's not an official play, but it's worth a look, as, again, as I truly feel that Bilbao is indeed the better team in this case, but they will be playing the second leg with a little bit of a change in script, given that I do not think neither Manchester United nor Bilbao anticipated a 3-0 first leg in this matchup. Moving on to our final play of the day, we take our attention to the NBA playoffs, and we look at the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going to be backing an underdog in this, and I'm going to be backing Golden State Warriors at +10.5 at -110 on Fanatics. The Golden State Warriors are preparing to play this game without Stephen Curry due to injury, and while the Timberwolves entered this game with the same roster as Game 1. Despite losing Steph Curry in the first half of the series opener, the Warriors still managed to comfortably beat the Timberwolves on the road, thanks to very strong efforts from Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, as well as Buddy Hield. That result certainly puts a lot of pressure on the Timberwolves, who won't want to fall behind 2-0 at home like my Boston Celtics. The Timberwolves' struggles from beyond the arc have been a recurring issue this postseason, and it was again on full display in Game 1. They truly could not get anything going, as their starters went just 1 of 13 from beyond the arc, while the Warriors' starting five knocked down 15 of 37. I think this is a spot where Timberwolves can respond, especially without Stephen Curry. However, I feel like the line is a little bit too wide, especially given that the Warriors were able to show that they can hang around with this Minnesota Timberwolves team, despite Steph Curry not being there. I mean, the Warriors are a very well-coached team with Steve Kerr, and given that the Golden State Warriors knew about this Steph Curry injury yesterday and are now preparing to play without him for at least a week, as according to all of the sources, they will definitely need to come up with a game plan to make things happen without Curry, if that makes sense. And with that being said, I think that Game 2, right following up an effort of a dominant Game 1, is a great point to make a statement in this series. And again, while I do very strongly believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves are due for a bounce back in this one, and they more than likely will win this game, I like the Warriors to at least keep it within single digits. So that is all I have for Thursday, May 8th slate. Going over the list once again. We start with the UEFA Conference League. Fiorentina versus Real Betis. I'm taking both teams to score at -160 on Fanatics. In our second Conference League match of the day, we have Chelsea versus Djurgården. I'm going to be taking Djurgården team total over 0.5 goals, so Djurgården to score at least one goal at -115 on Fanatics. And first half Chelsea money line at -190 on Fanatics. Moving on to the UEFA Europa League, we have Bodo Glimt taking on Tottenham. I'm going to be backing Bodo Glimt team total over 1.5 goals. So for Bodo Glimt to score two goals at least at -110 on Fanatics. And for both teams to score, but the match to not end in a draw at +100 on DraftKings. And then on to our second Europa League match, we have Manchester United taking on Athletic Bilbao. And I'm going to be backing both teams to score and over 2.5 total goals at +125 game parlay on DraftKings. And we're going to be finishing up today's slate with the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in this final NBA playoffs action for our day, we're going to be backing Warriors at +10.5 underdogs. With that being said, a quick look into what I'm looking at for tomorrow. I think the only soccer plays that I will have will be from the Serie A in Milan taking on Bologna. At first glance, I think I'm going to be going towards a both teams to score in this matchup. And the second soccer match will be from Bundesliga. We'll have Wolfsburg taking on Hoffenheim. To be very honest with you, at first glance, I don't really have a good idea as to what to go in this match. Wolfsburg have 4 losses and 1 draw in their last 5 games. So they're, you know, they have not won a game in their last 5 games. Whereas Hoffenheim is in a similar boat with only 1 win, 3 losses and 1 draw in their last game. So maybe a first half draw is looking like the best bet here. And if not, considering that both of these teams can indeed get on the scoreboard, maybe we will lean towards a both teams to score and over 2.5 goals type of action. I don't know why I jumped ahead from Milan Bologna without offering a play. Milan is kind of on fire. They have 4 wins in their last 5 matches with only 1 loss to Atalanta during that span. And Bologna, even though they have 2 draws in their last 5 matches, they still have 2 wins and 1 loss, again, also to Atalanta. And they have managed to score some goals. So again, I am very much liking both teams to score in this one. And with Milan playing at home and with, you know, plus over 100 odds, a sprinkle on Milan money line could also be worthwhile in this match. But again, these are just early look aheads. I have not necessarily published any of my plays for Friday yet. So definitely keep an eye out for that post. As for the NBA playoffs, we will have the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Indiana Pacers. This time, the Cavaliers open as a -3 favorite. So all of that -9.5, -9, -6, 8, all of those from the first 2 games have gone out of the window with the Pacers being up 2-0. The Pacers are still a +3 underdog at home, but this one, in my opinion, will likely go the Cavaliers' way. So I think the -3 spread actually offers good value here. If we can at least get one of the 3 absentees for the Cavs returning, whether that's, you know, DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, or Darius Garland, the Cavs role players show that they can definitely keep up with the challenge of the Indiana Pacers. So I actually like for the Cleveland Cavaliers to bounce back at this spot in essentially a must-win game. In the second one of our NBA playoffs games, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Denver Nuggets at Denver. And the line, again, for that is much more manageable with OKC Thunder opening up as a -5 favorites. This one, at this point, I think is a little bit too difficult to predict. The Denver Nuggets will most certainly want to bounce back to a dominant effort at home, especially given how the Thunder, you know, erased them from the court in this game too. And they definitely know that they can beat this Oklahoma City Thunder team as they've done in the first game. So perhaps at home, the Denver Nuggets +5 underdog spread at first glance seems to be a very solid play. So I apologize for not necessarily having exact top plays for Friday, but with an action-packed slate today, I'm hoping that that will set us up very strongly for an exciting tomorrow. And as I always do with promises, we will certainly have this, you know, Friday's Wager Pass top plays available on our website as well as on Discord. So that wraps up episode 12 or Thursday Wagering with Yoel of Today in Sports Betting. We're off to a solid start this week with a plus 4.34 unit edge heading into Thursday. And we've still got a ton of great matchups left on the board with both soccer and the NBA playoffs across these 2 days. And then, as we always do, we'll wrap it up with fireworks for the weekend. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. If you haven't already, make sure to follow along at Ethos Wagering or at Unkyobo for all Wager Pass top plays. New episodes drop regularly as the action heats up across Europe and the NBA, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Best of luck today, and I'll catch you all next time.